MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed 72 bills into law by her final day to do so on Wednesday, but she also vetoed two bills, including one that would have put a limit on how much she could spend in a declared emergency without legislative approval, and another that would have created a rebate program for companies purchasing low-carbon construction materials. Among the new laws signed by the governor is House Bill 99, which reforms medical malpractice by limiting punitive damages in certain cases, something Republican lawmakers have been fighting for.
It will affect the lives and help the lives of every New Mexican, and it's fair and balanced legislation,
said Republican Senator Nicole Tobiasen. Looking ahead to November's general election, voters will decide on important ballot questions, including whether to eliminate the pocket veto, which allows a governor to ignore a bill without signing or formally vetoing it, and whether legislators should receive a salary of around $68,000 a year, as New Mexico is the only state that does not pay its lawmakers. Outdoor recreation contributed about $3.6 billion to New Mexico's economy, or around 2.5% of the state's GDP, and supported more than 31,000 jobs in 2024, according to the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis. The agency has been tracking the outdoor recreation economy since 2012, and since 2012, the number of outdoor recreation jobs in New Mexico has increased by 10.5%, and outdoor recreation's contribution to New Mexico's GDP has grown at a compound annual growth rate of about 5.3%. RVing remains the top value-added outdoor recreation activity in New Mexico, while climbing, hiking, and tent camping were among the fastest growing. And scientists with the New Mexico Museum of Natural History and Science identified a fossil from New Mexico as belonging to a dinosaur that may have been an ancestor of the Tyrannosaurus rex. The fossil was a shin bone, and radioactive dating places it at 74 to 75 million years old, suggesting a T-Rex ancestor may have roamed across the land of enchantment. The study's lead author, Dr. Nick Longridge, noted more evidence is needed to confirm this as the T-Rex ancestor. However, the current data supports his hypothesis. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.